Australiese beeshond kom onder die soeklig vanoggend. Helen Lagenicht is 'n baie bekende teeler in Suid-Afrika en Christelise Miller hoor vanoggend by haar wat die teeling van hierdie hondras behels. Stres by diere word meestal nie deur 'n eienaar raak gesien nie. Leon Kreer van die Universiteit van die Vrystaat gee vanoggend raad. Ons hoor van Heinrich Victor, hy vertel ons wat by die laaste wolveiling gebeur het en dan gesels ons ook met Frans Seefink van Buckreach Bonsmaras oor hulle suksesse. Jy is baie welkom, dis tyd vir RSC Landbou, my naam is Lise Roberts. Eerst aan die woord vir oggend, Heinrich Victor van OVK met ons wolnuus.
Ja, ons sê weer eens vir die hartlike goeiemôre uit die OVK wolkantoor. Nou kom ons kyk wat het op die vorige veiling gebeur. Nou op die 10de wolveiling van die seisoen wat op 2 November plaasgevind het, het die Cape Wools Merino aanwyser met 1.8% vir nie RWS wol en 2.9% vir RWS wol gedaal teenoor die vorige veiling. En teen 'n skoonprys van R161.46 per kilogram en R172.36 per kilogram onderskeidelik gesluit. Die daling is dan ook beskou as 'n navolging weer eens van die Australiese EMI wat week op week gedaal het, hierdie keer met 2.1% teenoor die vorige veiling. Nou, daar is in totaal 6950 bale aangebied, waarvan 91% verkoop is. Die aanbieding het weer eens hoofsaaklik bestaan uit goeie lengtes fyner wol, met 61% van die merino aanbieding wat volhoubaar gesertifiseer was. Moriano het op hierdie veiling die grootste hoeveelheid bale gekoop, gevolg deur Standard Wool SA, Lempriere SA en dan BKB Pinnacle Fibers. En dan die gemiddelde skoonwolpryse vir die seleksie binne die verskillende mikronkategorieë, goeie lang kamwoltipes of dan nou MF5s was soos volg. En weer eens, soos gewoonlik, onderskei ons tussen nie RWS gesertifiseerde wol en dan RWS gesertifiseerde wol. Ons begin hierdie keer met 17.5 mikron, nie RWS, R232.01 per kilogram. RWS R244.31 per kilogram, met 'n premie van 5.3%. 18 mikron, nie RWS, R214.22 per kilogram. RWS R233.92 per kilogram, met 'n premie van 9.2%. 18.5 mikron, nie RWS, R201.23 per kilogram. RWS R222.42 per kilogram en die premie daar 10.5%. Dan kyk ons ook na 19 mikron nie RWS R183.78 per kilogram, RWS R200.51 per kilogram en die premie daar was 9.1%. En dan laastens 19.5 mikron nie RWS R173.64 per kilogram en RWS gesertifiseerde wol het verkoop teen R182.96 per kilogram en die premie daar was 5.4%. Nou ja, dit is dan 'n opsomming van wat gebeur het op die vorige wolveiling en dan kan ons laastens noem die volgende wolveiling is geskeduleer vir 9 November waar sowat 9540 bale aangebied sal word. Dit dan ons storie hierdie week uit die wolkantoor. Tot 'n volgende keer, mooi loop.
En so sê Heinrich Victor van OVK. Ons gesels vandag oor Buckreach Bonsmaras en die prestasie wat hulle die afgelope jaar bereik het. Ook oor hulle genetika en die produksieveilings wat was en wat nog kom. Ek gesels met Frans Seefink. Frans, ja, vertel ons van Buckreach Bonsmaras waar julle is en Bonsmaras, as ek dink as jy eers 'n Bonsmara boer is, dan bly jy 'n Bonsmara boer, maar hoe lank is jy al betrokke met die Bonsmaras?
Ja, môre Lise. Ja, nee, dankie. Ons is al 'n hele klompie jare, ek dink my pa het al hier so in 1997 met die Bonsmaras begin. So, maar ek het ek is nou al so 18 jaar betrokke saam met my pa in die boerdery. So, ons kom ook nou al 'n entjie. Maar ons boer in die Tlagemienlaagte, so 120 km noord van Vryburg in die Molopo streek, en ek het nou maar so met die jare begin die Bonsmara kudde, die stoet en die kommersiële kudde, wat ek nou maar so in 'n familieboerdery opset, wat ek dan vir ons bestuur hierso.
Hoe lyk die omgewing?
Yes, ons het 'n ongelooflike 2 jare gehad, dubbel die gemiddelde reënval wat ons gewoonlik kry, en vanjaar se vooruitsigte is ook weer baie positief. So nee, die laaste 2-3 jaar is die Molopo weer op sy heel mooiste.
Baie dankbaar daarvoor. Ja. Frans, wat is julle fokus? Wat is vir julle belangrik?
Lisa, ons in ons teelbeleid selekteer ons eerstens vir vrugbaarheid. Ek dink vrugbaarheid moet in enige kommersiële of stoetkudde moet hy heel bo aan die lys staan. So vrugbaarheid is vir ons eerstens die belangrikste. En dan kyk ons ook baie na funksioneel doeltreffendheid. Die diere moet korrek wees, korrekte struktuur hê, en ons fokus baie op kloue. Dit is wat ons omgewing van ons vereis hier in die saandwêreld. En dan in die koeie moet goeie moeders eienskap hê, mooi korrekte eiers hê om goed na vir hulle kalvers te kan sorg, en dit is aan die doeltreffendheid kant is wat ons na baie kyk. En dan wat ons baie hoog op plaas is dan opbouvorm. Is vir ons baie belangrik. Ons bly vleisprodusente, en dus moet ons baie selekteer vir diere met goeie karkaskwaliteit, en dan daar kyk ons baie na breedte, diepte, kapasiteit, en dan hou ons ook baie van 'n vroegryp dier wat in ons omgewing vir ons baie goed presteer, en ja, in goeie vroegryp dier dan met goeie vleisdraande eienskappe het. Dis maar min of meer hoe ons die prentjie van 'n Bonsmara in Suid-Afrika sien.
Jy het verwys na goeie karkas, en ek dink jy daar iets om te vertel vir alles as ons kyk na die resultate wat onlangs behaal is by die nasionale karkas kompetisie.
Ja. Ja, Lise, dit is nou 'n so bittersoet sal hulle sê. Ons het in 2020 het ons eerste produksieveiling gehou, en waar ons eerste kommersiële bulle in die mark beskikbaar gestel het, en saam met dit het ons 'n klompie vroulike diere ook bemark, en wat regtig van goeie kwaliteit was. En ja, so toe die mense nou maar aangekoop, en my buurman Hendrik Reyneke van die plaas Richmond hier langs aan ons het vir hom daai dag het ek dink hy het hier by die 40 koeie en kalvers gekoop, en nou van die oskalertjies het hulle toe in die karkas kompetisie gebruik, en op Leni Steelse vetveeskou in 2021 baie baie goed gedoen, en dit daai punte het toe deurgegaan, en het nasionaal was hy die wenner gewees met 99.78, en die groeppunt was 96.24 gewees. So dit is toe nou 100% bakreeds genetica, maar dit is nou maar op die einde die buurman se kalf, maar wat ons is baie dankbaar, en dit was net vir my 'n riem onder die hart om net 'n bewys te gee dat ons regtig fokus om op ons jaarlikse produksieveiling regtig diere van regtig goeie kwaliteit te koop, en die mense kan met 'n geruste hart kom belê die dag daar.
Ja nee, definitief 'n klop op die skouer. Baie geluk vir ons met daardie resultate. Julle, die jaar is basies verby, so wat lê nou vir ons voor? Het julle, ek dink julle het vroeg volgende jaar ook 'n veiling. Wat is ek reg? Vertel ons daarvan.
Ja, ons beplan nou weer ons derde produksieveiling die 22ste Februarie. Hier by die Tlagemien veilingskrale. Ons beplan weer om 20 bulle op te sit, en die stoetbulle begin so bietjie meer word op die veiling. So daar gaan stoet en kommersiële bulle wees, en dan beplan ons weer 100 vroulike diere wat ons gaan aanbied in so bietjie verskillende produksiestadia's. Daar het bietjie navraag gekom vir 'n oop verse en verdragtige verse wat ons so bietjie gaan opsit, en dan gaan ons weer rondtrend hier by die 50 koeie met kalvers opsit, en dan so 50 dragtige koeie. So en ons het nou die dag die diere gaan identifiseer, en ek is nogals opgewonde. Ek dink dit gaan van die twee vorige veilinge, dink ek hierdie jaar se koeie wat aangebied word gaan geensins terugstaan nie. Die kwaliteit is regtig waar baie goed. Ek laat hulle maar met 'n swaar hart gaan, maar dit is maar deel van die speletjie.
Frans, waar word julle veilinge gewoonlik aangebied?
Ja, ons het hierso in die Tlaggemeenlaagte het ons by ons boerevereniging is daar goeie fasiliteite by die Tlaggemeen veilingskrale. Dit is so 100 km noord van Vryburg. Wat ons jaarlikse produksieveiling aanhou. So dit is maar hier in die Vryburg distrik.
Ja. Nou ja, ons sal nader in die tyd natuurlik weer met Frans Seefink oor hierdie veiling gesels. Dis dan nou eers volgende jaar Februarie, so ons sal so einde Januarie met hom gesels. Maar intussen Frans, as daar iemand is wat graag met jou wil gesels, kan hulle jou skakel?
Ja, nee, ek is altyd beskikbaar en vooraf besigtiging van die diere of om net ons weet die boerdery te kom kyk en sien hoe ons opereer en so is altyd welkom en hulle kan my altyd kontak.
Geef ons jou selfoonnommer.
My selfoonnommer is 082-348-7533.
Dis dan Frans Seefink van Buckreach Bonsmara, daar in die Molopo en kom ek herhaal net sy selfoonnommer. 082-348-7533. Australiese beeshonde was baie gewild op die Alpha Vee Jag en Buitelug Expo wat vanjaar op Nampo Park buite Botawil plaasgevind het. Helen Lagenicht, eienaar van Kam de Boer Dream Australian Cattle Dogs, was onder die uitstallers op die Expo. Christelise Miller het met haar gepraat.
Helen, good day. Tell us, where did it all start for you?
Many years ago, in the late 1990s, we stayed in a B&B in Colesberg, and they had a beautiful cattle dog called Josh. And by the time my husband and I left the next morning, we both said we want one of those.
And then you started breeding.
I got my first cattle dog in 1999. I got my first bitch in around about 2002. And I was made to promise that I would do at least one litter with her. That was Amber. And when the litter was born, we were very excited about it. But quite soon I understood and realized that I had a stone deaf puppy. So we took them all to Onderstepoort. My daughter was studying veterinary science at Onderstepoort at the time. Onderstepoort had supported me in everything I was doing with the litter. And off they went to Onderstepoort for Bayer testing, which is a hearing test that's done under sedation. And we found that we had a second puppy who was deaf in one ear. And we had a third puppy who had what they call query hearing. So he had unbalanced hearing, which actually was more difficult for him than the dog who was deaf in one ear because he could never work out where sounds were coming from. And so after that disaster, both the adults that were involved in the litter were sterilized. All the puppies went out on sterilization contracts. All the owners notified me and sent me proof of sterilization when the puppies were 6 months old. And I waited for my dogs to mature before I imported new bloodlines from Germany and started breeding again. So my first full litter from Germany was born in 2012. I got 5 lovely puppies out of that litter and I've taken my bloodlines forward from there.
Tell us more about your bloodline and the male dog King and his semen that you imported.
So I was very lucky in researching for new breeders. My husband and I went to Germany, met a breeder before we decided we'd bring her bloodlines in. We'd met other breeders. We liked her. We liked her ethics. And we brought in an adult bitch called Tess. And we also imported frozen semen from Susanna Berner's dog called King. He was a wonderful boy who won the World Breed Show 3 times under separate judges. 3 times over 4 years he won the World Breed Show. So beautiful dog, beautiful temperament, good work ethic. Everything that I wanted for South African cattle dogs.
What are the challenges when we look at artificial insemination?
This is interesting. When you have a natural mating, the dog's fresh semen lasts inside the bitch for 5 days. You've got a good chance of hitting ovulation and getting a litter. But when you breed with frozen semen after it's thawed, that semen lasts for 5 hours. So we do a series of blood tests which give us the dog's progesterone levels. And the vet is going to do the insemination, then predicts not only ovulation, but eggs that are ready to be fertilized. And we then do it with surgery. The bitch is put to sleep under anesthetic. The frozen semen is thawed and inseminated artificially. And then she comes
home.
And then the nail biting wait starts, because it takes another 28 days before we know if the AI has worked. And at 28 days, or sometimes 29 days, or maybe even 30 days, a sonar can tell us if there are puppies or not. And then we celebrate.
Why the Australian cattle dog? What's the value of the dog, especially for farmers?
Well, you know, when I first met Josh, I just loved him. I didn't really understand the full value. It took years of owning the dogs, understanding them, to see their immense value. And there's research that's been done in Australia that says a good working dog will cost an owner about 7,000 Aus dollars for its lifetime of care, and will save him about 40,000 Aus dollars in labor. And in the South African context, they are the most amazing bodyguards. Their prime goal in life is to be with their owner. They're not dogs that sleep outside. They must be part of the family. They get stressed if they're not included. And basically the work they do is because they love you so much. So they have the instincts to work. They don't know how to work. We do have to train them to do what we want them to do with their instincts. But they're just the most superb dogs. They tick all the boxes. The only thing about a cattle dog that everybody needs to know is they're not sociable. They don't like birthday parties and bra flace and stuff like that, unless it's just with their family. So it's a very good feature in the dogs. They're crazy about you. They will protect you with their lives. It's the best bodyguard you will ever have.
And a good working dog.
And a fabulous working dog. So there's just nothing, as far as I'm concerned, to beat them. They're fun to be around. I often laugh with them. They really can be quite hilarious without actually understanding what they're doing, that it's so humorous. They just are a joy to be with.
Speaking of old age, you are about to retire, yes. Helen. Throughout the years, what were your breeding goals? What did you want to produce for the market out there?
So I personally breed, and I encourage many other people to do the same. I breed for dogs healthy in body and mind. We have a number of hereditary diseases that must be DNA tested for. There's a way of, you know, you have a pattern, the farmers will know, pattern A, B, and C. The one is clear, the one is carrier, the other is affected. And it's how you don't have to take those dogs out of the gene pool, it's how you breed. You would never, for example, breed a pattern C, which is an affected dog, to anything but a clear dog. And then you will get carriers, you won't get affected dogs. And then you take your carriers, you put them back to pattern A, and you start getting clear dogs. And eventually, if we all did this, but we have the human condition to worry about, there are many people who will justify why they shouldn't do it. There are thousands of backyard breeders in every country of the world that don't do any testing and are basically churning out deaf and blind dogs. That's the bottom line. People are buying them because they're cheap, and at the end of the day, they end up with these seriously genetically damaged dogs. So my goal is to promote the breed to the farmer in such a way that he's willing to pay a fair price for a good dog that has been tested, and accidents excluded, will last him a good number of years and will give him nothing but joy and help him with his work.
Helen, what are some of the achievements in your career as a breeder that stood out?
So I guess my biggest achievement is getting Cattle Dog Connection, our new club, off the ground and promoting it, especially as working dogs, to the farmers. We've just had our first great big, it was just wonderful. We've got two invited Australians here who've given us their expertise in training our dogs. Because it's all very well to have a dog with instincts, but he also has to know how to do what we want him to do with the animals, so we have to teach them how to do that. Ben and Belinda have been here, and they've taught our farmers the most amazing course that they've given us. It was really super. They're from Australia, and they're very, very interesting. Let me tell you, Ben has worked and lived with the breed since he was a boy, as a young child. And Ben and Belinda work for a company that owns that produces most of the world's protein. They're the top producers of protein. They farm, if my numbers are correct, in the region of 3,000 sheep and about 12,000 cattle at a time. They do finish their cattle in feedlots, but prior to the feedlot, the cattle are free-ranging and are managed by a combination of a cattle dog and a kelpie. And at that course, I had what I always dreamt of, farmers getting together and talking about their dogs and swapping ideas and talking about their farms and their animals and about their families and getting to know each other around this wonderful breed, sitting around a braaivleis in the evenings and chatting. It's just, that has been my dream.
Where was that held?
That was held in Wolmaranstad at Connie van Staden's farm.
You have exciting news if everything goes well.
Yes.
Tell us more about the expected litter.
So we have this frozen semen litter that we are busy with. It's out of a very nice red dog. It's going to be a red-blue mating. And out of a very nice local dog that I'm very excited about. I think they're going to produce very lovely puppies. The temperaments are good. And the work drive in the bitch is phenomenal. I know that for a fact. We have a red dog here today who's been sired by the red dog semen, a previous litter that we did. And he's just phenomenal. He's South Africa's cattle dog ambassador.
Helen, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
Dit was Helen Lagenecht, eienaar van die Kam de Boer Dream Australian Cattle Dog Kennels.
Die stem daarvan Christelise Miller. Op die 15 November is La Moes Bonsmara se derde produksie veiling en ek gesels nou met die eienaar Christopher Malamu. Christopher, this is your third production auction, but before we get to what is on offer this time, where did you start with your Bonsmara farming and your interest in the Bonsmara?
Thank you very much, Lisa, for that. I guess the Bonsmaras have always occupied a very special place in my heart because my dad used to have Bonsmara-type cows, and I fell in love with them back then already, even though by then I actually didn't even know what breed was it. I just knew them as red cattle, and they were just beautiful for me. And then I registered my stud, La Moes Bonsmaras, in 2012, so that's 10 years ago.
Wow. And whereabout are you exactly?
I farm in Freiburg area and then in Ravendor as well, but I'm based in Kuruman because the kids are still young, they're still going to school.
And this auction on the 15th, what are your plans?
It will be held at the Revilo Freight Central Fairmark in partnership with Freight Central. And then there will also be online bidding through SoftFear. And it's all done under the auspices of the Bonsmara SA. So, yeah, there's 30 SP bulls on offer, which I think most of the farmers will be able to get what they came for, and mainly our commercial farmers. And there's couple of bulls that are really, really good bulls that are good for start breeding. So I'm really excited and looking forward to the auction.
How does this auction compare to the one you had last time?
It's always different. It's always different in the sense that you don't know what to expect, really. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a buyer's market, and then the guys are very happy. And then I wish that it must be the seller's market this time around, so that it can fetch good prices. So, and I'm looking forward to great attendance as usual. But I'll actually encourage the farmers to come and see and to get themselves a B-branded Bonsmara bull.
And the quality of the animals, what are you focusing on, Christopher? What is important to you?
Our biggest market, remember we're all in beef, we're producing beef. So our biggest market is really to supply the commercial farmers. So that they can have good quality, they can produce good quality beef.
Right, so that's on the 15th at Ravilo with your Fly Central as your partner. If anybody is interested, will the animals be on display somewhere before the time?
Absolutely, absolutely. We will have them ready the weekend before the auction because the auction is on a Tuesday. So people are more than welcome to call me and make an appointment. The animals will be available for viewing. And just one most important thing that I forgot also is Johan van der Net will be the auctioneer for the day. He will be handling the auction for us. The catalog is available on the Bonsmara SA website. Those that are interested can download it or they can WhatsApp me. I will gladly share it with them.
Thank you, Christopher. Finally, your contact number, as you said, people are welcome to call you if they'd like to have a look at the animals.
082
0743-7475. En so sê Christopher Malamo, hy het gesels oor die Lamo Sponsmara se derde produksieveiling by Rivilo, by Rivilo, op die 15de November. En Christopher Malamo se selfoonnommer is 082-643-7475. Leon Kreer was een van die sprekers by vanjaar se LRF feeskool daar by Aldam. Hy doseer in veesiektes aan die Universiteit van die Vrystaat en sy onderwerp was stres by diere.
Stres is 'n probleem want mense weet nie hulle diere stres nie. Stres het geen opsigtelike simptome nie. Jy sien nie 'n dier het stres nie. Daar's nie hulle raak nie eers vokaal nie want die vokaal is omdat hulle angstig is oor 'n probleem. So diere stres en ons kom dit nie agter nie. Nou jare gelede het 'n sielkundige Hans Elaai stres gedefinieer en gesê everybody knows what stress is but nobody knows what stress is. En dis die probleem en ons weet wat stres nie is nie en dit is nie angstigheid nie. 'n Groot probleem en ek onderskei altyd as vir my studente sê angstigheid is die kind wat hy wil skool toe gaan nie want hy word geboelie by die skool. Stres is die kind wat van die skool afkom en selfdood pleeg omdat hy geboelie is by die skool. Niemand het dit sien kom nie. Al die mense sê altyd vir jou het nie geweet van die tendens nie. En dis die probleem met stres. Ons hanteer diere en ons moet diere hanteer. Ons moet doseer by kleinvee veral moet ons diere doseer want interne parasiete is 'n baie groot probleem by eksterne parasiete is 'n groot probleem klein en groot vee. So ons moet diere hanteer en ons besef nie net daai rotine hantering waarin die diere al gewoond is. Dit stres die diere. Hulle stres. Ek het navorsing gedoen waar die kortisol vlakke wat nou die streshormoon is. Kortisol vlakke is 3 keer hoër as die basale vlak by diere wat net bloot hanteer is. Nie geslaan is met 'n plastiekpyp of met 'n skokstok geskok is nie, net bloot 'n normale hantering. En daai stres veroorsaak die oomblik as daar kortisol in die bloedstroom is, dan maak daai kortisol dat die sy immuniteit is onderbreek. Daar is nie immuniteit nie. Vir daai tydperk het die dier nie immuniteit nie. En dit is nou immuniteit waarvan ons praat of daai immuniteit nou is as gevolg van dat jy die dier geïmmuniseer het of dis 'n natuurlike immuniteit wat hy oor 'n lang tydperk opgebou het teen nie dodelike dosisse. Die dier het nie immuniteit nie. Dit moet die boer besef. En as daar kortisol in die bloedstroom is, oormaat kortisol in die bloedstroom is, dan het daai dier nie immuniteit nie. Nou moet ons verstaan, 'n bakteriesel vermeerder elke 20 minute, word een bakteriesel 2. Nou as jy daai som gaan doen, dan gaan jy sien in 'n dag se tyd word een bakteriesel 24,000 biljoen. Dis 'n ontsaglike klomp. So wat gebeur met die diere? Sekere siektes is stresverwante siektes. En ek kan 'n paar uitlig. Koksidiose wat diarree by die diere veroorsaak, BVD of bovine viral diarree wat ons in voerkrale kry, IBR of infectious bovine rhinitis wat ons kry by voerkrale en dan die groot probleem by voerkrale by grootvee en kleinvee, pasteurolose. In volksmond noem ons dit nou nog pasteurolose, hy het nou al 'n ander naam, Mannheimia humilitica of dan ook Pasteurella multicida. Hierdie organismes is normale flora. Hulle kom normaalweg voor in die boonste ligwee van diere. Wat gebeur nou as daai dier stres? Daai organismes vermeerder teen 'n ontsaglike tempo elke 20 minute en dan oorgroei hulle hierdie boonste ligwee en word ingeasem longe toe en wanneer dit in die longe is, sit jy met 'n dier met 'n longinfeksie wat jy nie gaan oplos nie. Jy gaan baie medisyne spuit, dit gaan nie uiteindelik die longprobleem oplos nie en jy gaan diere kry wat swak presteer oor 'n lang tydperk, dit word eers 'n kroniese siekte en dan vrek die diere daan. So jy gaan diere kry wat gaan oor onderpresteer teenoor die ander diere. So stres is eintlik van baie belang, maar ons kyk dit mis omdat hy nie presenteer met simptome nie.
So sê Leon Kreer, hy is verbonde aan die Universiteit van die Vrystaat. Wonderlike dag vir jou verder. Totsiens.
RSG Landbou is 'n Plaas Media produksie met regisseur en aanbieder Lize Roberts en tegniese ondersteuning deur Jolande Rooi.